Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
This is usually where we would do That's the Sound, What's the Story. It's taken a slight break because we've ended ourselves up in this position and we've tried to figure out how. We think we have it. So there was a guard in, was this only last week?
Yeah, like honestly, how quickly things develop or, well, run out of control in a week.
So the guards are on a campaign about, oh, join up. We want you to be a guard. So they said, they'd send us a guard. And we says, absolutely. We want to hit the... hear the hard-hitting questions being asked of that guard, like, can you throw on the double indicators and park anywhere you want? Apparently you can't. And then we got an invite to Templemore and we went down and tried to be guards. And then I kind of realised, well, I don't have much life work experience. So started in a hardware shop. I'm from a farming background, so you could call me a part-time farmer for a part of my life. And then I ended up in radio.
Yeah, it went very, very boring for myself as well, just from babysitting to waitressing to radio. And well, we were put to shame when we were hearing some of your career paths.
We heard from people who were making pallets to selling broadband, to getting wet out selling broadband and getting sick of it and ended up with social care workers. We've heard of people going on to teaching after 10 years of thinking about it and working from bar to J1 to travelling to Australia to coming back. And we said we needed to add to the CV. So next week, we've block booked it off. We'll be doing the shows, but we'll also be working very hard. Dave and Fionnuala.
Do your job.
It was very last minute, trying to get next week organised, so there wasn't as much time for the introduction music.
But that's not what matters. The point is that we're kind of opening ourselves up to, well, showing you how useless we might be in certain situations, but also hopefully enriching ourselves, Dave.
Towards the end of the last week, we just threw out there and we said, hey, do you think we would be good at your job? Do you think we could do your job? Or throw us a job you think we could manage. And there's somebody sitting on the line right now. Who is it?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Fionnuala. It's John Paul from UPilot here. I've been listening to your show and I hear you've been trying out different jobs. So I've got a challenge for you both. How do you fancy swapping the radio desk for the cockpit?
Oh, John Paul, is there not enough planes going down without us becoming pilots?
Yeah, so look, I run the UPilot Flight Simulator Centre in Dublin and we have two flight simulators at our centre where we work with airline pilots, but we also offer flight experiences for the public where you can experience what it's like to fly a jet. So my challenge for you both is, can you successfully fly our flight simulator down the west coast of Ireland from Donegal to Knock and pull off a successful landing in Knock?
God, you are throwing down a gauntlet immediately.
So, okay, you obviously are an expert in this area. You have been in Manny's the cockpit, whether simulated or otherwise. But, like, would we need to be doing some sort of, like, prep ahead of this? Like, flying a plane is a big job, John Paul.
Of course. Now, we won't throw you in at the deep end. We're going to give you some training first. So we'll give each of you a little one-to-one training session first, and then it'll be over to you guys to operate as a crew.
How do you think we'll do from the outset? Do you think we'd fall out with each other, work well together? It's probably a good team-building exercise.
Oh, 100%. It's all about the crew resource management, as they say. So it's all about, having good synergy with your sim partner, with your co-pilot on the flight deck. So I'm looking forward to the challenge with this.
What kind of a plane would we be flying?
Yeah, so we have two 737 flight simulators. So they're Boeing 737 flight simulators. So they're medium, short-haul type aircraft.
They're far bigger than an Audi A4, or what do you drive, Fionnuala?
A nice little I-30, a nice little compact thing. John Paul, you mightn't be familiar with the fact that last year it really became an issue between myself and Dave that he did not trust me behind the wheel of a car. He didn't want to travel with me. Like, do you think this is going to actually build more trust between us or send us right back to the start?
Well, I would hope that it would build more trust, but you never know. even more.
John Paul, we'll see you next week. You're a brave man taking us on, even in a simulator, so we appreciate you, but you mightn't appreciate us after next week.
No worries, guys. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to meeting you, John Paul. You pilot in Swords in Dublin, right beside the airport, were going to become pilots, Fionnuala.
Well, for a few hours at least. Do you know what? Do you remember actually last week as well? We had Andrea, who was in touch and said that she had been a play centre supervisor, waitress, bartender, shop assistant, wedding and events coordinator.
That's right.
And then she became a commercial pilot. So, like, it's not that it's not hard work. It obviously is. But, like, Andrea did it.
Okay, first job nailed down that we're doing next week. We're going to be pilots. It's a very clean job. It's a very difficult job, but it's a very clean job.
Yeah, it is. We're not going to be getting, like, mucky or anything.
We're going to need a dirty job, though. We can't have it all clean.
Do we, Dave?
Dirty jobs.
I don't like it. My hand's dirty.
First job suggested to us, pilots. We says, yeah, absolutely, we'll sign up, no problem. We'll fly that 737 from Donegal to Ireland West Airport Knock, and hopefully the passengers will all survive. Clean job. Now a dirty job. What do you have for us? You are dictating what we're doing next week. There's still four jobs still to be filled, four slots. Give us a job. 087-1102-107. And the beauty of us, free labour. We'll even feed ourselves.
We'll try not to damage your business either.
Or take down the plane out of the sky. Would you believe it's actually Dave and Fionnuala? Your job. This has come on us so quick that we didn't have time to have a proper introduction, so you're going to have to deal with that. Dave and Fionnuala, do your job. Next week, we've one job nailed down. We've the entire week dedicated to trying out different jobs. We're going to become pilots. It mightn't be Monday either. Might be later in the week. Don't know yet. But I do know that is a very clean job. A difficult one, but it will be in a nice clean cockpit. And all the pilots always look very well and they're well groomed. We need a dirty job to go with the clean job.
Yeah, Dave seems very sure about this. I'm not pushing as hard for a dirty job, but look, if Dave says we need it.
Hi, Karen in Donegal. Farmer for the day. My husband works 24/7, especially now at calving season. I come from a farming background and have calved cows. I'm not saying I'd be good at it, but I've used a jack and my hand has been up the no need to explain the rest.
Well, I'm very impressed at the extent of my farming contribution, because my dad did used to be a farmer when I was very young. I've stood in gates when cattle had to be driven and you didn't want them going down a certain way.
There was a specific night, it was 3:30 in the morning, got a taxi home. The light was on in the shed under the road. And I knew there was a cow calving and I had to go down. It was me and my grandfather and my uncle and the jack had to come out. Didn't get the shift, but I did get covered in cow slime calving that cow.
Yeah, look, you know what? We're not ruling it out.
No.
Well, thank you for the suggestion.
What about the top suggestion from the farmers currently? Spread a bit of slurry, guys. Nice, dirty job for you. We'll actually look into the insurance of us driving tractors and spreading slurry.
Like, I don't say this to tempt fate. How much damage could you do if you were let loose in the field? Like, if someone got us safely to the field with the machinery and then, you know, you weren't on an open road.
You could end up contaminating Ireland's lakes and rivers and killing the entire salmon population if you spread the slurry incorrectly.
Okay.
So it's just minor
That's
details.
That's my question answered, right, well, okay.
We'll get a dirty job to sign up to tomorrow. Keep sending in your suggestions. It is Dave and Fionnuala. Do your job. What is it? 087-1-102-107.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.